the government, when they did the trial earlier this year, said that it would only be for the children who had already opted out of Scripture. But when they actually ran the trial, they didn't do that. So we're a bit concerned that the government says one thing and does another thing. Ethics is already taught in schools. It's part of the curriculum. It's taught as part of various syllabus. And we think that the teaching of ethics in this style is unhelpful in schools and would simply be confusing.
Richard says there were complaints about the way lessons were taught in the trial.
One of the principals complained that the way that ethics were taught in this trial was that they were taught in a valueless way, which in many ways contradicted the teaching of values that already is part of the school curriculum. One of the other principals in the report complained that students were not, by this course, given a moral compass.
He worries that Scripture will eventually be replaced by these classes and says that churches are campaigning to make sure this doesn't happen.
We collected 50,000 petitions on this issue and presented it to the government. We think that those 50,000 people will have an important part to play in the election, but also many other people. The overwhelming majority of people, parents in New South Wales, opt to have their children in Scripture each week, and we think that's a system that's served the community over many decades well, and we'll be encouraging people with their voting to see that that system is maintained.
David Hill from Parents for Ethics estimates that around 25% of the children don't go to Scripture class and must resort to activities like picking up rubbish because there's been nothing meaningful to do until now.
Frankly, I cannot believe the attitude of some of the churches, particularly the Anglicans and the Catholics. I think they're demonstrating just how out of touch they are with the modern world. The idea that they should try to stop parents deciding what's good for their children. It's none of the church's business what I as a parent and my wife as a mother decide is best for our child, whether they go to Scripture or not go to Scripture, and what is good for our son in the event that he doesn't go to Scripture.
He says there's no need for alarm because the new system simply gives people greater choice.
They've played this very badly, because it's never been suggested that ethics classes replace Scripture, but simply be offered as an alternative to those families where the children don't go to Scripture lessons.
The classes encourage students to live a moral life, and David says this is something religion doesn't hold a monopoly over.
Well, they're not instruction. They pose questions for the kids to workshop, and they deal with all of the issues that constitute a good life, good and bad behaviour, lying and telling the truth, graffiti. They're trying to get the kids to focus on what is the correct way to do things and the correct way to live. I suppose it's much the same as what a lot of the religions try to teach without the deity.
The opposition recently promised to scrap the system if they're elected next year, saying they don't want ethics classes to compete with Scripture.
The idea of next March or after next March, in the event that the Liberal National Party coalition forms a government, that they would cancel this decision is, in my view, pretty inconceivable. They'd be crazy to, because it would just incense a lot of people who've worked for years to have the same options available for non-Scripture that have been available for Scripture for 100 years.